I think anybody should go and experience this unbelievable country that we've got. And not only that, the friendliness that you find in every town. And, you know, you can get jobs anywhere by just saying, I'll have a go, you know?
Yeah.
And I just think it's so important for young people in Australia not to be just stuck thinking they've got to be computer experts or they've got to be this or that, you know, that they can just go out there and have a go, and maybe they find something, a town that they love, and they get a job that they love, and they might meet a girl that they love, you know. But that's what Australians used to be about. And I'm just disappointed that, you know, we have to bring in people to pick fruit, for God's sake, you know. I mean, I know it's not so much well paid, but, you know, how come the students from overseas come and do it? You know, we get people from overseas to happily do it. So, and it's not exactly hard work. It's out in the fresh air. It mightn't pay a fortune, but it's just experiencing Australia. And, you know, it's better than, as you say, sitting at home with mum and dad smoking dope and drinking grog or whatever, you know. I just get so, I'm upset. I'm upset about it because I just think that we've lost, you know, the Aussie way. We've just, the young people are not being pushed.
Well, that's our fault. It's our fault. Your mum and dad, my mum and dad, would not allow us to get up at 12:30 and punch cones and sit on the lounge. But, you know, Brandon's parents are allowing it. So is it really Brandon's fault? I firmly believe you're born with a work ethic, but you inherit a work ethic. And I don't know about Brandon's parents. Maybe they're dull bludgers too. I don't know. All I know is that Jan's mum and dad and Luke's mum and dad would not allow Brandon's behaviour.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, are we such a dying race? I mean, really.
Jan, you're almost caller of the week at this point, and you've come through. You've come through an amazing field. It was a short field. Usually it's over 3,000 metres. It's only been a 1,500-metre sprint because of the Monday public holiday. But, Jan, you've come through a great field and your nose is ahead for Caller of the Week.
No.
We'll wait and see what happens just before we leave you at 5 o'clock. Jan, thank you so much for your call.
I'm not somebody who normally rings up, but I just...
Well, I'm glad you did.
I've been listening to you, you know, every night, and I've been hearing these stories, and I thought, look, I just have to say something, you know. I'm going to wait and... Yeah, I wanted to text you, but then, you know, look, I thought, no, I'll speak to you.
Jan, you're a star. Thank you so much.
Thanks very much to you for your program. Thank you.
Let me send you something. I've got to send you something. Are you a gardener?
Oh, very much so.
Would you like some of this Swift Grow fertilizer we discovered?
Yes. you know what I was going to say to you before?
Mm.
This herb or vitamin that you...
Oh, the Nature B, power pollen.
Nature B. No, I suggest that the government sends it to all the dog bludgers. You know, it might get them off their asses.
It might too. Cookie wouldn't mind a government contract. Don't you worry about that. Do you want Nature B or do you want Swift? I'll tell you what, I'll send you both. I'll send you both, even if you don't win Call of the Week. You've been great. You're a keen gardener. Swift Grow is this unbelievable fertilizer we discovered here on the night shift by accident. The bloke who invented it, the scientist, his name's Joe.
Yeah.
And he listens, and he has a barramundi farm at Riverston, which is west of Sydney. You'd know where Riverston is.
Yes. Well.
And he has these thousands and thousands of barramundi. And he's worked out over the years that one fish can excrete 6 litres of poo. And then he was concerned about the high levels of mercury that's in a lot of these fish. So he perfected a feed for his fish, which is completely vegetable organic. And so his fish are completely free of toxins. and so is the poo. Then he's developed this barramundi poo, and he found out through years and years of experiments that what it does to the soil is nature, and it brings back soils that are depleted. It gets organisms and bioorganisms working in the soil. It makes everything you grow sit up and say thank you, and it conditions the soil. So now we're coming into autumn and winter. You as a gardener would know, now is the time to get your soil up to scratch for spring. You are going to love it. It's called Swift Grow. One little cap does 9 litres. It goes a long way, Jan. Follow the instructions. Don't think I've got to put more in. You don't. And you will thank me for it, okay?
I've actually got what you might call a hobby farm, but it's not a farm because it's more of a nature,
it's a farm.
Well, I'm more growing the plants for the birds, you know.
Oh, yeah, yeah, okay. All right, look, you are going to love this. I'm going to put you back to Jess. We will send you some Swift Grow, which is normally $29.95, and it's shipped around the country for free, but I'm going to send you some. Please try and ring me back after, say, 4 or 5 weeks. Just try a little bit on one patch, and you can put it on exotics. You can put it on natives. It sounds like you've got a lot of natives.
A lot of natives, and they're struggling at the moment.
No, try this. You try this Swift Grow, Jan. You will ring me, and you'll go, wow. Okay?
Okay.
Stay there. Jess, can you give Jan some Swift Grow? She's been wonderful. Swiftgrow.com.au. If you're a gardener, you'll love it. Swiftgrow.com.au. You're listening to The Night Shift on Triple M. The Man Cave coming up soon.